In this week's parasha, Parsha Shmini, the Torah discusses the laws of kashrus, the laws of kosher, which animals are kosher, which birds, which fish, which animals. And also it tells us the prohibition of eating shratzim. Shratzim is insects, worms, rodents, creepy crawlers, and so on and so forth, which the Torah prohibits with several prohibitions, very severe prohibition. And we will discuss one related discussion. So eating a bee would certainly be prohibited, because a bee is a sharetz. It's a creepy crawler. It doesn't mean literally creepy crawler, a flying insect as well. So now the question is, what's the halacha of the bee's honey? Because hayotzi min hatamei tamei, something that comes out of a non-kosher animal, is also considered to be non-kosher. But the Gemara Bechor Zayin Amud Beis tells us that really bee's honey is not really a product of the bee. Rather, the bee is just the carrier from the nectar in the flower, and the bee transforms into honey, and therefore it's not really viewed in halacha as a product of the bee. And therefore, if you would know something that has no additives and it's 100% pure bee honey, it would be 100% permissible to eat. However, some honey, there's a concept of a honey that has the bee's parts, unfiltered bee honey, which has some particles of the bee itself within the honey. And in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Pei Aleph, there's a discussion what you do in that case. And the halacha is the best thing is to filter out the bee's part. And the way to filter out the bee's part will sometimes involve heating up the honey. And the best thing to do is obviously that you shouldn't heat up the bee's honey to yatso lettuce, which is... it's a discussion in the posting exactly how hot it is, but hot enough that your hand wouldn't be able to withstand the heat, because then the flavoring of the bee would go into the honey. But if that did happen, that it was heated up to that level and the flavoring of the bee, even though you removed the actual parts, the flavoring went into the honey, but you have it post facto, it would be permissible, because that's what we call nosein tam lifgam, that it's a negative taste, and a negative taste in this case would be permissible post facto. And in Siman Sadi Test, the Taz even says this is not a case of Eim Bavata and Isser Lechatchila. Even if you could go ahead and do this to remove the parts of the bee if necessary. The only way would be to do it, I guess, it would be to heating it up. It wouldn't be called Mevatin Isser Lechatchila, because over here your kavana is to purify the honey, not to permit the unpermissible parts of the bee. And therefore, once again, we're saying that if one heated up the honey in order to remove and to filter the bee's parts out of the honey, even though the flavoring of the bee are within the honey, nonetheless, it would be permissible, because that's what we call nosein tam lifgam, negative taste, which in this circumstance would be permitted. A third discussion is beeswax. Beeswax is actually from the secretions of the bee itself. But nonetheless, being that it's not a food, essentially to eat pure wax would be permissible. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chelik Beis, Igros Moshe, Yerdeya, Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Dalid, discusses something. He's talking about some type of confectioner that is from an animal as well, or an insect rather. And he says even if it would be transformed into a food, nonetheless, essentially, if it's used in some sort of food, essentially if it's not a food, and therefore it remains kosher. And he even states that really our bodies don't digest that part of it. In other words, if there's beeswax is somehow used as a part of a food, really our body is not digesting the beeswax, because essentially it's not a food, and therefore it would be permissible if it's an additive in some type of product. And we'll end with one more discussion about royal jelly. So royal jelly as well is I don't fully understand the science behind it, but it's also something from the bee itself, which can be found at health food stores. And apparently it's rich in vitamins and proteins and other wonderful things. And it seems that according to some postgame, this is a real problem of yotzi min hatamei tamei. This is the product of a non-kosher insect, and therefore it would be prohibited. There are some postgame that are lenient about this in cases where it's required for medical needs. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg in Chelik Yud Aleph, Simen Nun Tes, as well as in Chelik Yud Beis, Simen Nun Dalid, permits it when it's for medical reasons, for due to various different halachic principles which he applies to this case. And Rosh Zalman Arbach says he cannot have a clear ruling on this, and he discusses this in Mechash Shleima, Chelik Beis, Simen Samach Dalid. And if someone has this question, if they need it for a medical reason, they should speak to their local Orthodox rabbi to discuss whether it would be permissible in their circumstances. So these are four discussions related to the products of a bee. And I saw a wonderful article from Rabbi David Heber of the Star K, on the Star K's website, where he discusses several other topics relating to the bees and products of bees and honey, which anyone can take a look at to see for further information.